This is another interview for the Oral History Project in Frenchwood. I'm Bernard McNabaul, and today, Monday, June 25th, 2007, I'm interviewing...
My name is Anne-Marie Riedmer. I'm delivered, have it to put in, 33 Benz Road, Preston. And I was born in the Czech Republic.
When were you born?
In on the 17th of the 7th, 1927.
What was the name of your father?
Hubert Riedl.
And can you remember his date and his place of birth?
My father, he was born on the 6th of the 3rd, 1900. In the Austrian-Hungarian Republic, and my mother was born on the 24th of the 7th, 1903, in the Austrian-Hungarian Republic, and the name of the town was Bautz.
What was the name of your mother? Mother's name.
Braune.
Braune.
My mother's name was Anna Braune.
What was your father's occupation?
My father was, well, at first he was a chimney sweep, and then later on he became manager of the slaughterhouse in the town.
And what about your mother? What, did she have an occupation before she married?
No, she was only a housewife.
Okay. Do you remember the ages when they died?
My father died in 1967. Now my mother. I don't know. I can't remember my mother. I have to look it up, you know.
Okay.
If I put a note down, you know, I probably can let you know later on. It was 93 or 96. Wait a minute. She was 96 when she died. 96? 93. Well, sorry, I can't remember. Switch that off. You have to cross that
okay.
off.
Okay.
You know.
It's all right. What about brothers and sisters?
I have had a brother, an older brother, and he was born 1924 in the Czech Republic. It was when the war ended, and the Austrian-Hungarian Republic ceased, Austrian-Hungarian monarchy ceased to exist. Czech state came into being. Czechoslovakia came into being in 1919. And from then on, even that we were German, we lived under Czech rule, and our nationality was Czech, even that we spoke German.
Can you remember anything about your grandparents?
Yes, my grandparents were, they were farmers, millers, and I have had a sawmill, a flour mill, a sawmill, and they were farmers, you know. They have had about 22 acres of land, hectares, yeah.
So originally, your family came from the countryside?
From the countryside, yes. It was one of the smallest towns in the Czech Republic. It was like more farming community.
Okay. Yeah. Now, when you were growing up, can you describe the type of house and the place where you lived?
The house, first we lived with my grandmother, and then when my father took the post of the manager from the slaughterhouse, we got living quarters there for the veterinary surgeon and for the manager. And the house was very well built, you know. We have had then double glazing because the winters were very cold, you know. And then of course, with 6 years, I started to go to the school, and then later on, well, it was Hauptschule, I don't know what it is, you know. And then I took a year of the school, like for, oh, what can you say in England? Cooking and sewing and, you know, the, well, it was like a college, you know, 1 year in the college.
I'll come back to that in a little while.
Yeah.
Tell me about the apartment that you lived in. Can you describe it?
It was very, we have had old-fashioned, old-fashioned ovens, you know. We, no central heating, of course. It was one of those canonized things, you know, with the thing going right through the, right into the chimney.
Yes.
And you filled it up with coke, and it was very nice. And our oven, we have had handmade, they were made from tiles. There was the thing was like that, you know, you cooked on here, and then it went up like that. And there was a oven in there where you could bake and everything, and it was heated, it was heated by coal or wood or whatever, it was there. But we have had no hot water or cold water. We have had cold water, but not hot water. It has to be warmed, you know.
How many rooms were there?
We have had two rooms, and the veterinary surgeon, we have had one kitchen, living kitchen, you know, and then a bedroom and a small room, and the veterinary surgeon has had one, two, three, four rooms in there.
Okay. How many bedrooms did you have?
We have had more or less only one bedroom, you know, and my brother slept in the little one, and I slept with my parents in the, in the big bedroom.
Okay. I assume it was it rented, or you were, did you get
it
free?
It was free.
Yes.
Because it belonged to the town. It was like, you know, we're living rent-free, and we got the coal and the water, we didn't pay that. And our veterinary surgeon, in fact, was a Jew. And in 1938, he left, you know. When the German came, he left.
Did you ever hear from him after?
We heard it during the war, but then
yeah.
We didn't hear anything. The only thing I knew after the war, the daughter and her sister-in-law came in 1945 to see if we have had any photographs of the parents. Well, the house was burned down by the Russian. On the 10th, the living quarters were burned down by the Russian on the 10th of May, even after the, you know, the war ended.
Okay. What about the area that you lived in, you know, the local area in the town? Can you describe it?
It was mostly farming, and we have had even a railway what stopped there, you know. It came from the main line, it stopped. That was the, it didn't go any further.
Terminus.
It was the terminus there, you know. And in winter, if we have had very bad winters, one winter I remember we were cut off for 2 weeks with snow, you know, and nobody's fat, nobody, you know, because usually we bought, potatoes were bought in, you know, they were stored in the cellar. It was what is stored in the cellar, apples, carrots, and even what beetroot. And everything was bought in for the winter, because the always we have had bought about winters there. And as I say, we have had a cellar and a wash place down there with a great big kettle.
Were there any shops in the local area?
We lived more or less nearly a quarter of an hour outside, quarter of an hour, let's say 20 minutes outside of town, you know. There were only shops on the market. What is it, the marketplace? Around the marketplace there were shops. We have had butchers, bakers, and then there was a watchmaker, and then we have, yeah. And in the town itself, we have had a, they made cigars. You know, quite a lot of women worked in the, well, in that place, you know, doing cigars. They were even well known, you know, they exported them, I believe, all over the place. And of course, then the war years, no, in 1938, the German came. Of course, then, I mean, we understood what they were talking about, you know. They spoke German, we spoke German, of course, we were saying, yeah. It was nice, you know, and the things. But, I mean, from where we lived, it was about 2 hours by horse cart. Well, longer than 2 hours, I think, about 3 hours. And you could go to the border. Say, if you go here, and you went to Walton Liddell, and they spoke only Czech, you know. We couldn't understand each other. It was a very, how can I say, well, we lived as neighbors, you know. There was no things. And in the town itself, the railway station was manned by Czechs. In higher position, the Czechs were in charge. The gendarmerie, they were Czechs, but they spoke perfect German. You know, and it was very, they were friendly, you know. There were no, you know, they were not fighting or anything. They went to the houses and... but it only changed up later on.
So relationships with neighbours, no matter what the background, was generally very good.
Was generally all right till 1945, after the war. Now.
So you actually lived in the Sudetenland.
In Sudetenland,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in what is it in the Sudetenland, and of course what is it after the war. We have had the Russian occupation army, and they wouldn't wish them on anybody. Mm. It was a very bad time, you know, when they came. Mm. They, well, a lot of women were raped, and then, it was very an uneasy time because we knew they would deport us to Germany. And then we got the order to, what is it, now I don't know, was it 24 hours, I think it was 32 hours, to pack your belonging and get ready, and you were put into the camp and to send us to Germany. And my grandmother's farm was taken over, all my uncles and my aunts, they were all taken over by Czech. Spravce, they call them, like a, you know, a caretaker. They came in and they say to you, Narodni majetek, that belongs to the state, and you couldn't do a thing. And if you live there, you even have to work on, sometimes, you know, to work for them, and you didn't get paid. Very, very little. Mm-hmm. You might got paid in kind, like a liter of milk, or, you know, so... It was, yeah, and then we came, but they put us in the camp, and they gave us 50 kilos, a box, 50 kilos you can take of your personal belonging, and 500 marks, and then put us on a cattle train, 30 people in there, and it didn't matter if they were woman, child, or older men. And there were 40 wagons, and they sent us to Germany, and we traveled from a Sunday night till Thursday morning. And we landed in Germany, in Gießen. And then we went in the camp there till they found places for the villages, you know, that they take refugees or whatever you call them, you know, till they can find us a room where we could stay.
Okay. What about your relationship with your parents? You know, was it a good relationship?
Very good.
Yeah.
My brother has had to go to the Arbeitsdienst and then into the army. He started to train as a auto repairing cars, you know. And we didn't fight, or there was no fighting going on, nothing. My father went into the army, and my mother took his job over during the war. You know, what in the morning, making fire in the, in the slaughterhouse, stoked the boiler, that when the butchers came, you know, that I have hot water. Sometimes she got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, and little things, and if the water was frozen there, she has to go around with the blower up and pour the things up. Yeah. So, well, we have had a very, you know, it was a happy time. It wasn't a thing. It was only then after the war it started.
Mm. But as a child, where, you know, your relationships with your parents were good, were close.
Was very good. Yeah. I mean, I didn't get hit or anything. My father always used to say, if I hit you, I have to pay the doctor's bill. It was Brian, you know. And I mean, we weren't that bad like that, no.
No.
And what else can I tell you?
Who enforced the discipline at home? Was it your mother or your father?
Well, my mother, her hand slipped once or twice, you know. Mind you, you didn't take that seriously, you know. The thing went out and the shouted, didn't feel it. She said, you come back and you will feel it. And I mean, we have the... my brother got a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because he was... Well, it was a little bit of a, you know... Rebelling. In winter we used to go, and there was a brook next to the thing, and we always went on the brook instead on the street, and every time he went, broke the ice, got wet feet, and in school he has had to take his shoes off and dry his socks.
What about, did you ever go on holidays at all? Did you ever go away anywhere?
Yes, I did. I was even, 5 years old. I could go to my relation in Engelsberg. It wasn't very far, and we came to the mountains, you know. And in fact, Altvatergebirge. And my, there, it was my father's aunt. And in summer, when the school holidays were, well, they sent me there, and I always cried later on because I had to come home again. And then, on the holidays, and during the school holidays, one day, we even, from the school, we were sent to the Baltic Sea. And while I was there, and it was lovely, you know, on the coast down and the sea there, it was a... Tell me the word. Like a chemist, yeah. But it's the old-fashioned name.
Apothecary.
Yeah. That's what I mean, you know. Apotheker. In the apothecary or something to that.
Apothecary.
Yeah. And while we was playing there, they have the station there, and it was from the Air Force. And over there it came, and it was the first air raid over Berlin. We heard it on there. You know that the British bombers were flying over Berlin and did the damage, you know. Well, we couldn't, I mean, as kids, you know, it's different. We only know later on when we went home. When they took us there, we went to Berlin. But when we, later on, when we when they picked us up, you know, after 4 weeks, we have had to go a different way home because of the, of the war. Yeah. And then, of course, you know that there was the Hitler Youth.
Mm-hmm.
It was something like, a bit like the scouts, you know. They have had camps and you could go, you know, and things. It depends. It was political, but most of them, never mind the politics, we were glad, you know, that we could go on a camp, you know. There was a first aid course, then was something with sport, you know, and but politics, you know, well, we were marching and, you know, and singing on the things, but I don't think we only were more interested, you know, to go to the camps and and have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me, did you go to church at all as a family?
Yes. What is it? My father wouldn't go because he was prisoner of war in Italy in the First World War, and they nearly shot him because he pinched a slice of bread, what he shouldn't have done. And to strung him up, you know. And he said to my mother, I go to the funerals, weddings, and christening, and Christmas, I go to that one, you know. But don't ask me to go every Sunday to church. He wouldn't go. He said, I go in my garden, and I see the things grow, I see the flowers grow, and the things, and I can say my prayer there. But we have had to go.
What religion were you?
Roman Catholic.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, we have had Protestants in there. So when we have had our Roman Catholic education, the Protestants have had theirs. We swapped classes, you know. And, otherwise, well, it was all right, you know, the things. I mean, we have had, how can I say, they were going around like pilgrimages. On the 26th, there was Anna, and she was the patron of Silesia, and we have had a small village. And there was a well there, and they went to that well and were praying.
So what, the 26th of what?
July.
26th of July, okay.
Yeah.
Was the area very Catholic?
Yes, mostly Catholic, yeah.
And did the church play an important role in the local community?
Yes, they did, yeah. I mean, when... there were, well, I mean, farmers used to go because they were praying for a good harvest, you know. And then after, as soon as the church was finished, there was a pub's next to the church. And they went in there, you know. They have had a glass of wine or a glass of beer or something. And business was done then, you know. They haven't had time, you know, during the week to go to the pub. But on Sunday after that one, they went in there, you know, and there was selling and dealing and whatever it was going on.
And so the pub was a social centre?
A social centre, the things. But they have had to come home, you know, for dinner, of course. Otherwise... The ladies, you know, the wives would be in a very bad temper. When I look back now, I mean, it was different altogether. And the discipline was very, you weren't allowed when you, if somebody clouted you one, you were frightened to go home and telling him, oh, he hit me, because you were frightened that you might get another one. You might have to serve it. That's why he hit you.
Tell me about festivities such as Christmas. How did you celebrate Christmas?
Christmas was absolutely marvelous. because we celebrated Christmas Eve. Now, at Christmas Eve, there was a tradition, we always waited till the first star came out, you know, the evening stars or whatever, and there. Then we have at Christmas, there was always